YouTube star Bo Burnham is known for the rapid-fire comic videos he started making as a teenager. He's now 27, with an impressively diverse resume: musician, comedian, writer, producer, singer-songwriter, rapper, actor, poet. And at this year's Sundance Film Festival, he added movie director to that list. Critic Bob Mondello says if you're familiar with Bo Burnham's caustic sense of humor, the comedy in his new film, Eighth Grade, will surprise you.
Kayla is 13, precocious, sweet, a middle school student who, like a lot of kids her age, spends even dinner time with eyes glued to her smartphone, ears sporting earbuds.
Kayla, one more week of eighth grade, huh?
Huh?
I said one more week of eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, huh?
Dad's trying. He's aware that Kayla doesn't have many friends and that she's eager to hang with the cool crowd in school, but is falling short.
I think you're so cool. Maybe you just need to put yourself out there a little.
I'm going to stop eating with you if you keep doing
this. You said I could say one thing.
Dad doesn't realize, but she's actually hearing him when he says to put herself out there. As a bulwark against loneliness, she makes life advice YouTube videos that she doesn't really expect anyone to watch. They're sort of pep talks for herself.
So the topic of today's video is putting yourself out there. Okay, so like, what does that mean? Where is there? Well, there can be anywhere that you wouldn't usually go, you know, maybe because it's like weird or scary or something like that.
See, she got it. Her fear is that she'll always be as tentative and nervous as she is now, but a friendly high school senior lets her know that that's kind of normal.
I was a complete mess when I was your age.
Really?
Eighth grade is the worst.
An invitation follows to join her and some high school pals at the mall. A huge deal for Kayla if she can just survive the drive over with her dad.
Can you not look like that, please?
What? Like what?
Just like the way you're looking.
Looking at the road?
You can look at the road, Dad. I obviously didn't mean that. Just, like, don't be weird and quiet while you do it.
Sorry. Hey, how was the shadow
thing? No, you were being quiet, which is fine. Just, like, don't be weird and quiet. Because, like, I look over at you and I think you're about to drive us into a tree or something. And then I get really freaked out and then I can't text my friends. So just, like, be quiet and drive. And don't look weird and sad.
Okay.
So he smiles.
That's worse.
Pretty much everything writer-director Bo Burnham has done before this would lead you to expect snap and snark from 8th grade, but he's encouraged Elsie Fisher to make Kayla vulnerable and observant, and then put her in situations that are played less for laughs than for smiles of recognition. The boy who's so determined to impress he undermines himself with every phrase, the pool party as rite of passage, the crush that goes unexpressed, because how could you ever get those words out?
Just grab my phone, how to charge it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I charge it too, but my phone, I...
Eighth grade turns out to be an appealingly generous portrait of adolescent awkwardness, also of parental awkwardness, though Josh Hamilton's fumbling dad is a keeper. And more than anything, it's a reminder that things move really fast at that age.
She's a different generation than us.
She's not a different generation.
Yeah, she is.
She's 4 years younger than us.
She didn't have Twitter in middle school, and we did. That made us different. When did you get Snapchat? What grade?
Fifth grade?
What? Yo, see?
See? But there's hope for understanding. After all, Bo Burnham is 10 years older than these high school seniors, 14 years older than Kayla, and eighth grade proves that he not only gets them, but he can make audiences get them. I'm Bob Mondello.